And I'm back with the second, rather a first episode, because the first one was an introduction, was episode zero. And right now I would like to talk to you about something very specific, and that is being scared. I've noticed a long time ago that I'm not very often like scared of anyone or anything, but not in a way that I'm going to jump through roofs and be like those Russian crazy people who are not afraid of heights. There's a difference of being scared for me and being afraid. So being scared is this moment, is this active feeling that you are afraid that something is going to hurt you, like right now in the spot. Being afraid is actually being aware of consequences of things that can happen. And so I feel like I am afraid of consequences, but I'm not very often scared by anyone. And in most cases, it's connected with physical scare, like you're afraid someone is going to hurt you or something like that. And I'm not a huge dude. I don't know how it is in a foot long or whatever. I'm 166 centimeters inches. And I've done some karate and I've done some self-defense classes when I was younger, and I do have my reflexes. I do have some specific set of skills, let's say, that make me feel secure in my body. And I'm not very often finding myself being scared of anyone, but that doesn't mean that I'm like, I don't feel like a hero, Rambo, or anyone. I don't feel like I could kick everyone else's ass. It's more like I know that if anyone comes up to me, I can run away. That's something I'm sure. I'm skilled enough to either defend myself or run or jump or hide wherever I want without being, scared that I won't be able to get to that rooftop or to that tree or climb there. I can do that because I'm aware of my physical possibilities. But that's not the point I was going to talk about today. It was more about being scared, like what does it mean to be scared and what I'm not. So I've remembered that when I was a child, I'm not sure if it was my mom or if it was my father, but someone out there, like one of my parents, were always asking me whenever I came to them that I'm terrified about something, let's say at school or some kind of project or something very new, and I was scared. My mom was like, let's assume it was my mom. My mom was like, but will it like kill you? What are you scared of? And I was like, I'm scared of this, I'm scared of that, or something like that. And she was like, but will it like harm you in any way? Will you like die out of it? Will it like take away your health or your life? You know, I'm sure she was not like, will you die in rotten, you know, something like that. But I'm pretty sure she was like, if it will hurt you, will it hurt you like physically? And I was like, well, no. And she was like, if it won't hurt you, then don't be scared. I mean, there is no reason to be scared if it won't hurt you. Like she or he, I'm not sure, they taught me that if something is not physically harming you, there is no reason in the world to be scared. You may be afraid of consequences of things, but being scared is not useful in these situations, because being scared makes a lot of things happen in your body. Like, for example, adrenaline rush, or worse, you can have acids in your muscle that will make you like frown and you will just be freezing there with no options to move. You know, being scared makes a lot of things, puts a lot of things in motion. And I've noticed I'm not scared in my life. Thanks to that, of course. And now whenever I'm like dealing with something, I'm dealing with it in a way that I'm not blocked in any way by this weird feeling of being scared. And I feel like this is something we should all think about, because I know a lot of people who are not actually trying to live their lives because they are actually scared of a lot of things. And they were never taught that if it won't kill you, you should not be afraid this much because you're stopping yourself by something that hasn't happened, but something that won't ever happen if you won't let it. And something you might actually enjoy, because there's a lot of great things out there that we should try. We should like reach for it. And if we are being scared, then we're just wasting time, because this is not helping in any way. And I guess what I'm saying today, right now, in this first episode, is that if something is not endangering you, and something is not making you vulnerable in a way that you could actually die, don't be scared. Stand, fight, and, you know, possibly win if you can. Yeah, that's it. That's all. That's all I wanted to say. Think about it.